Okay, Geno Hayes did not practice because of his knee. Mojo with his hamstring. Mojo will wait and see, evaluate more tomorrow, just like we had planned earlier in the week. Jonathan Cyprian did pretty well with his return to play. You know, he's projected to practice tomorrow. Roy Miller is the same as he's been all week or in previous weeks where we're going to hold him out. Jeremy Ebert with his knee and ankle, maybe not as bad as we once thought, but still will be unable to practice for a while. And Alan Ball's shoulder. Alan Ball should be fine. It's just more of a wear and tear thing. They're just the wear, the grind of the season. So we limited some of his action activities today, but should be okay. But good news on Ebert. Like I said, knee sprain and high ankle sprain could have him for next week, but probably not this week. Cecil Shorts had sports hernia surgery this morning. Mike Brewster had surgery yesterday. Our thoughts or prayers are with these guys. I guess it turned out pretty good. We'll find out more from Mike. But it's good that we've got those guys taken care of as soon as possible. We did take the helmets off of today. I think it's just, you know, looking at some of our depth issues, you know, how we practiced for the Thursday game. We got a lot accomplished at good tempo and just, felt like right now at this point in time, we need to do that. So we took the helmets off today.
Alan Ball, you know, he said he was just kind of frustrated with his performance last week. How does he bounce back this week?
Yeah, he's, you know what, I talked to him about that. He's, you know, I said it's important that he's had a really good year. And to finish now, and to finish. And he told me the same thing. He said, you know what, last week wasn't up to, you know, the bar that I have envisioned for myself. And he's such a competitive guy. He'll bounce back. I'm not concerned about that. But it is kind of cool that he knows. He knows the level that he should be playing at, and he really creates his own standard, and that's ideal.
How much of a challenge is it to block Casey for them, and what kind of year is he having?
Yeah, he's a really productive player. I know we looked at him and thought that he was one of the best three techniques we played, if not in the league. You know, we haven't played everybody, but I know the teams we've gone against. So very active, very good against the run and pass. To have the number of sacks he's had at that position in the interior line is very impressive. So like many guys that we played, you know, the J.J. Watts, we really have to be aware of his strengths.
Everything went good with Shorts' surgery.
It's, you know, I haven't fully met with Mike on it, but it sounded like it went pretty good.
What's the standard rehab on that? Do you have any idea?
No, I don't.
I'm going to ask you about a guy who hasn't been active, but Jeremy Harris, you draft him, he gets hurt. What kind of communication do you try to keep up with him, even though he's not, you know, able to contribute to the
right
team?
You know, he can't be out there practicing, obviously, but he can work on the side. I think he's done a really good job. He's put on some weight. He's gotten stronger, all things that he needed to do. And I know his back feels a little bit better. So those are all showing signs of progress.
How do you evaluate him going forward? Because obviously he's going to be behind the rookies that were able to play so much
right.
This year. And he was a seventh-round pick to begin with. So how?
Right. Well, he'll get his chance. I think that we're still excited about him. You know, his length and his size and what he brings to the table. I think that, you know, maybe he didn't be able to compete on the field, but he competed in the weight room and on the side doing his rehab.
McClellan's your third guy. Assuming he stays healthy, but what if he doesn't? Who's the next guard?
Well, we'll have to. We brought Drew Nowak up, and we might have to move some guys around. We're still evaluating that, Vito, but it could mean that if something happened, we might have to move some guys from, you know, maybe French Austin Pasteur to guard. You know, we might have to move some guys around if that happens, based on, you know, where we feel like Drew is at the end of the week.
So who would play tackle if you move Pasteur to guard?
Could be Sam Young.
How's he looking?
He does some good things. I just, you know, in pass rush, even though we weren't in pads today, you know, now we're teaching him the finer details of how we do things. So he's evolved to that. You know, we kind of threw him under the fire. Or was he in one play and they had a sack? You know, but it was really, you know, a tough situation for him, you know, with the short time he was here. But you can see he has more of a comfort level now.
No helmets today?
No helmets today.
Why was that?
Well, I just felt like, you know, we had a good week when we did it Thursday, and our number one objective is to make sure that we're fresh and we're, you know, we can play hard, fast, and together on Sunday. And I felt like with some of the injuries that we've had, you know, with like the Ebert deal, you know, and some of the limited depth we have at certain positions, just putting it all together, I felt this was the best.
I guess with there only being 1 week left, I can ask this and may not be jinxing you, but it doesn't seem like on the practice field, you guys have had very many serious injuries this year. Can you kind of talk about, you know, going all the way back to camp? I know before said,
right.
But for the most part, since the regular season started, it seems like you guys have been pretty lucky.
Right, and especially how competitive it's been, you know, and how challenging it's been. But I think at the beginning of the season, we understood that. We knew we weren't quite sure where our depth was. We knew as a coaching staff, we had to take the mentality to really work hard on developing guys. And if, you know, needed, we have that depth. But it's been pretty good. You know, it hit us a little bit this week. But, again, it creates opportunities for guys. And that was our job, is to develop guys and bring them up off the practice squad. And that's really why you have a practice squad, so you can elevate guys. And we've been able to do that.
You said that you've learned a lot about the team as far as battling adversity, but then also handling success. What are you starting to learn about them as far as the last 2 weeks and how they were, you know, closing it out without there being playoffs?
Right. You know what? It hasn't changed. You know, the way they approach it, the way they are in meetings, the way they go out in the field, the way we execute, you can tell they're really striving on continuing to find ways for improvement. And that's what's great. I mean, to go out there at this point in time without that goal or that, you know, the playoffs out there, you always are, you know, trying to watch your team and see how they operate. But when I'm out there on the field, it quickly goes away. You know, they demonstrate the same type of character they had at the beginning.
How do you balance trying to look at some of these younger guys like you talked about the other day, evaluate some of these guys, but also not putting yourself in a position where maybe you're hampered a little bit on the field?
Well, it is. It's something that we talk about. I think that obviously it's a competitive situation. The strongest competitors we're going to play. Sometimes guys, when they get the opportunity to play, like a Kerry Taylor, you get a chance to see their competitive spirit. And at times you might miss as a coaching staff. I'm not sure if he's ready. He goes in there. Cam and Austin Pasteur, classic examples, right? We got two guys. Well, we're putting these two guys in there. And they did great. And that's generally what happens. They just need an opportunity. And I think that's what you battle as a coaching staff and as a scouting department, to say, no, they'll be fine. We got to give these guys an opportunity. But you still are trying to play your best players. You're trying to play your best players, and then if an injury or something occurs, those guys got to get ready. And there's great stories that come out of it. And I think, you know, but it is a balance in that. It is. But I think at this point in time, we're just trying to put our best 11 on the field at all times.
The first game you won pretty much on turnovers, but your offensive stats really weren't that good. Did their defense play that well?
They've got a good defense now, especially like on third down. You know, and I think that's a telltale sign. If you're playing good third down defense, you give yourself a chance. And I think that's where they've been effective. You know, but that's been a really a big emphasis of ours from the bye week, you know, to execute on third down. So that will be the challenge again this week. You know, and I think if we can do that, then it just gives us a better opportunity.
A couple more guys, locker rooms open.
So they, it wasn't so much you had an off day offense, they were just playing very well.
Yeah, they're good. They're a good defense, good up front, you know, good in the secondary, you know, so they're, you know, very good defensive team. So that poses a challenge for us.
You carry still the underdogs, even though they've lost 8 out of 10 in their favor.
Well, that's the first I've heard of it. Okay. You know, again, we're just trying to keep improving with the guys that we have, so.